Hey.
Hello again.
You're back. Okay. Hey, guys. So,
Wait, Becca's not on this.
I'll introduce and she can join.
Can you hear? Oh, okay. I just got so confused for a
Okay.
second.
So, this is the second time we're trying to film this. But welcome to the Emma's Dilemmas podcast. Today, I'm joined with two of my friends. Well, one of them is joining, but this is Liv.
Hi.
Liv and Becca's joining in a minute. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about a couple of conspiracy theories because those are fun. Okay, Becca's here.
Hi guys. This is like literally the third time.
So let's talk about some conspiracy theories. Liv, say the mattress firm one again.
Okay. I don't know how to explain it like properly. But if you look it up, there's like a million mattress firms in Massachusetts. And like no one ever goes to mattress firm. So there's like I forget where I saw this. I forget. I think I saw on Shane Dawson because I like was watching him earlier. So like when like someone like I'll say a drug dealer. So like if a drug dealer sells drugs, they obviously like get money from it, but like they don't want. I don't know if it's like police or like people to know where they got the money from. So they hide the money under their like or like the best way to hide money is under a mattress. So mattress firm is money launder. I don't know how do you say the word money laundering. They're hiding money.
I believe that. People do crazy things. Like, I genuinely believe that.
Fact. Like, and also I never have been in a mattress firm in my life.
I don't think I've been to a mattress
I
firm.
like don't. I've never been in one.
Yeah. That's weird. But yeah, I feel like you can believe that. That's very Becca, what do you think?
Sure. I have no idea. That
Sure.
just seems so weird. Why are there so many mattress stores?
It's true. Yeah,
Who is
that's
buying
so that's
mattresses?
weird that there's that ma there. I didn't realize that there is a lot of mattress firms.
Yeah, I feel like I see one like everywhere.
I see like them like around places, but like I've never really seen anyone in them.
Yeah, I don't
So I
think I've
feel
seen a worker in
like
there or like a literal
yeah, I
person in
feel
there.
like. I that's de that's definitely believable. Okay, then there's the alien one. I think that aliens may be real because there's like no way that we're the only like humanly thing that's existing.
I don't think they're alive on Earth.
Yeah, not on Earth, like definitely like a different planet.
And also, if they were real, they wouldn't be able to build like spaceships. Like, they're probably just like. I have no idea. I feel like they're like dogs. Like, they just sit on their planet and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like E.T.
Literally, I thought this was crazy like a while back. Like I was doing something like history and like the teacher like he showed us like this the whole universe and there's like some things. I was like
Just like the ocean. Oh my
there's
God.
no
The
way
ocean
that
scares me.
I hate the ocean.
there's no way that we're like the only life. There's like more life.
Yeah. Do you know only like it's like 8% of the ocean has been
No, literally
discovered?
only five.
That's so scary.
Yeah, the ocean literally creeps me out. Like I see
Yeah,
all
I have
these
like a fear
TikToks.
of the ocean.
There's
Yeah,
like
same.
I don't know what it's called. It's like called like
Yeah, I've seen it
talasophobia.
on
Like
TikTok.
thalassophobia.
Yeah, I
There's
don't
like
know what it's.
this is what people think like the beach, but like
I
what it
like don't
actually
have a I don't have a fear of like clear water where you can like see everything and it's like pretty. I have like a fear of like dark black water.
Yeah.
yeah, and like what's like below.
Yeah, like
Like
if
all
someone were to something just like bit my foot off.
and how like And how deep the ocean is.
Yeah,
Like, I would
exactly.
never want to like surf.
Like if I was stranded on an island, I would not try to swim to land. I would just chill there.
Yeah, facts. I would be
Or like if I was on the Titanic and it was sinking, I would probably just cry. That's like
I
terrible.
movie. Oh my God.
Huh? Titanic.
The end of Titanic like stresses me
That
out.
movie like made me angry.
I like low key have never seen the Titanic.
It was literally like
Live.
3 hours long and I was sitting there like, oh my
Yeah,
God.
it's really long movie,
They
but
just
at
have
the
too much backstory. Like just show the sip sip
yeah.
the ship
Okay,
sinking.
the one thing at the end of the Titanic that really makes me mad is when
Rose is
Rose
selfish the whole
doesn't
time.
let Jack onto the board when there's clearly enough room.
Did Did you know they proved it on Mythbusters that there was enough room?
Yeah.
Enough room for what?
For him to go on the door.
There was, like, a floating piece of wood. Yeah, there was a floating piece of wood.
It was, like,
giant. Wasn't it, like, only, like, women and, like, children could, like...
Go on the lifeboat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they did them first.
Yeah.
But then... oh, my God. But then Rose got a ship. Like, she got a lifeboat, but then she didn't want to leave Jack behind. Which is literally so dramatic. Like, get on your lifeboat.
I know. It's like, you're gonna die if you don't.
Like, the freaking piece of wood was so big.
Yeah, she should.
I would have jumped. I would have been like, I don't care.
I would have been like, yo, goodbye.
Did Rose just meet whatever the heck his name is on the Titanic? Yeah,
she met Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Yeah.
My bae.
Your bae.
Yeah.
Speaking of famous people. Michael Jackson.
He's alive. 1,000%.
There was, like, a 20,000%. Thing. And he was like, spotted at a Target.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, he literally got out of his, what was it? Ambulance.
I saw that.
There's a video of him getting out of the ambulance.
That's... Yeah. Like, after the day he died, there's, like, a video of him, like, getting out.
And did you see that thing where it was, like, Dave?
What?
Did you see that? Or is it just me? There's someone named, like, Dave, who, like, looks like Michael Jackson. I think so, because Michael Jackson was talking about how, like, he likes putting on a disguise so that people don't know who he is.
Ugh, I hate Michael. No, he's so creepy. Think of him,
because he was in an interview, and he was talking about Michael Jackson, and about how, like, he was a good guy and stuff. And, like, personal things that nobody knows, so how would he know about that?
Because he's alive.
Because it's literally Michael Jackson.
I know. He creeps me out so much.
Yeah. Michael Jackson was such a creepy guy, too. Like, there was, like, this documentary that someone did. And, like, he was, like, a mini Michael Jackson, like, impersonator. And Michael Jackson let him go to his house. And Michael Jackson, like, babysat him and slept in the same bed as him or something.
Sure.
I was, like... What?
I know the person who babysat Michael Jackson's kids.
What the fuck? It's so random.
He was like my babysitter.
So your babysitter babysat Michael Jackson? Isn't Michael Jackson like 80?
Michael Jackson's kids.
How old's Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson dead. Probably would have been in like his 80s.
He's in his 60s now.
He's in his 60s?
He would. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be in his 60s.
Oh. Can you guys hear the motorcycles outside my house?
No.
Good, because they're being really loud.
Another? I don't think that Juice WRLD's dead.
Juice WRLD?
Oh, because of the song where it's like, people don't live past 21.
There's 20 things that literally state that he's literally not even dead. Oh, I think he's like...
Yes, aware with that. I'll add to whatever you say. Okay, go.
What?
I'll add to what Emma says.
I literally think that him and X are on an island somewhere.
Wait, who was someone who he went on a concert with? Like, the last person, Juice WRLD, or... I don't actually know the difference between Juice WRLD and X, so I don't know who it is, but...
Loki look the same.
I just don't know who's who, so... So one of them went on a concert, like, with someone, and the person who they went on a concert with made an album saying, like, so-and-so isn't dead. Like, the first letter of, like, every album name, or, like, the song name in the album spelled out alive or something.
Ooh, or it was, also, like,
I don't know. I saw a TikTok on it.
Also, it's creepy how, like, every single, like, not, like, every celebrity, but, like, majority of the celebrities that have died from drug overdoses.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Maybe it's like, planned. Half of them are maybe alive. It's the government... No, I'm not talking about the government anymore. Me and Lincoln just died last night.
Me and Becca had like a huge discussion last night about 9/11, and like the government was watching us.
Yeah, I swear. What? I had to unplug my PS4. I was gonna explode.
You're so creepy.
I was terrified.
How do you know I was watching you?
What?
Probably.
They literally were watching us.
Because we think 9/11 is fake.
Mm-hmm. And we have facts to back it up.
Like, the government planned it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Because there's a video of the plane going into the building, and it goes in through one side and out the other.
That's, like, impossible for a plane.
And it didn't touch the first side. It just went out the other side.
Yeah, it's impossible for a plane to go through a building, especially a steel building, to go through.
I haven't really looked at it
clearly.
What? I was, like, saying, like, I haven't really looked at it, like, to see that, but that's, like, so true.
And then there were planes. There were other planes flying around 9/11 after the other planes crashed.
Because there's also a conspiracy that, like, the planes in the 9/11 video are CGI. Yeah, like not real,
and they and that they the government just put bombs inside the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Because the government probably knew about it because they wanted to go in. So the government knew about 9/11 beforehand and didn't do anything to stop it because they wanted to go into war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
To get oil.
To get oil?
I did not even think.
Yeah, that's why. They wanted to go into war to get more oil.
So 9/11 happened because they wanted oil?
They wanted to go into war.
To get oil?
To get oil and, like, other stuff.
Oh, question mark?
That's the point of wars, Liv, is because people want stuff. They don't they're gonna fight you.
They want, like, revenge.
For what?
Remember, like, last year we almost went to World War III?
Oh my god.
That was not gonna happen.
The memes were so
good. I would have, like, pretended to be dead in my house.
Low-key same. Zach had to sign a thing the other day where he, like, could legally get drafted if we ever were in war. He's 18.
I'm like, oh,
that's so scary.
I hope my dad doesn't get drafted.
No.
I would actually go with him. Like, that's so scary.
Imagine a soldier knocks on, like, my house door and it's like, you guys are being drafted.
No, that's so scary.
That's so
imagine
scary.
Max.
Stop. He cried? Like, on the spot.
He's like, no. Yeah, he'd be like, what do you mean I have to go to war?
He would literally die, like doing a push-up. Hello?
What did you just...
Wait, that's just so funny.
That's like, it's not funny, but it is.
Why? Max?
Do a push up. Oh my god.
Max is my bestie. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. Max even bullied my bestie. Today is Easter. Max woke me up at 7 a.m. this morning.
It's like, yeah, so did Macy.
And I was like,
and me and Liv went to bed at 4 because we were terrified.
Yeah, I went to bed at 4 and I was like, no way I'm getting up.
I woke up late because, like, I told everybody not to wake me up.
I told myself to be there.
Yeah, well. Or no, we went to bed at, like, 2 because we were terrified of the government.
I, like, woke up and I opened my Easter basket and then I went back to bed.
Oh my god. I, like, just got candy for Easter.
I got some candy and, like, some small stuff. I got those, do you remember those jelly fruit things?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got them, and they're disgusting.
Oh, I had one before, and it was, like, gross. Also, my voice is, like, kind of weakening.
Literally, I almost threw up. It was disgusting.
Those are so gross.
They were disgusting.
Do you know what's also gross?
What?
Those, like, chocolate Cadbury eggs that have, like, cream inside of them.
Oh, the ones with cream are gross.
Those are okay.
The one with the cream inside of it literally is so gross.
Okay, the normal ones are
gross. Like the Boston... donuts or at whatever it is at Dunk's.
Boston.
The Boston cream donuts or something.
Yeah.
Those are
anything
so
with
gross.
Like jelly or cream in it is gross.
Jelly donut?
Jelly donuts are disgusting.
Okay, you're gonna say jelly donuts are good and I'll just be like,
no.
Oh.
No.
It's so gross.
Nah. Oh my god, my iPad, like, okay, it's good now.
I think Charli D'Amelio buys her followers on TikTok.
I also think that.
I literally think there's something up with that family. There's something up with that family.
I saw this thing, like, on TikTok, like, literally today, and, like, her dad's, like, a politician, and they're, like, using, like, they're using, like, the daughters, like, get, like, kid fans to, like, vote.
Oops.
So to vote for Mark in, like, the future election, like, future elections.
Because what if he, like, runs for president? People would vote for him.
Yeah, he would literally, like, win in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I feel like they're coming up with that family, and literally, like, in a couple of years, we're gonna, like, find out about
it. Yeah.
There's gonna be
something. Like, she definitely like buys some of it. There's no way. She's like never been away
from because they've yeah, slowly because... stopped going up since she hit 100 million.
Yeah, ever since she hit 100 million, I haven't like seen her on my 40 page.
I also don't follow her on TikTok, so I don't know how many she has. Let's check.
Like, I hold on a sec, because I saw this TikTok and it was like, showing how some of Charlie's followers are people that only hello. Have yeah, one like, follower.
Hello.
And they're only following Charlie.
Yeah, wait, what was I gonna say? Yeah, and like some of them, like it said, like it was like bots because it, like if you looked on her follower and looked at like the a person oh. she was following, it didn't even say they were following her. So it's like a bot.
Yeah, Becca just left.
Oh, question mark. I don't know where she went.
Oh,
she's back.
Hello. Oh,
she's
sorry. Back. I don't know what just happened, but it's okay.
Hey, you're back. Yeah, we were just saying how like Charlie was like following people that only had one follower, and they were only following her.
Yeah, like it's literally fake.
Like I'm just like, what? Does make any sense? And it also doesn't make any sense how Dixie has less than her, because like if someone followed Charlie, then I feel like they'd go and follow Dixie.
I don't
follow
how much either does Dixie of have?
Dixie has like 60 million, I think.
And if like they were buying followers, it doesn't really make sense. Why would they have like Charlie?
Yeah, why would they followers? Only buy them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's they probably did that because Charlie's just more popular than Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the whole snail situation?
What?
Yeah. The when Dixie thing? Ate the snail and then like
people oh, yeah.
and Dixie the snail. Okay, that like people were getting like really mad about that. It literally, she said like the chef was like best friends with them and the chef put the snail in there on purpose.
Oh yeah, they like got into a scandal.
And I was like, oh.
But oh then she God. Also picked her nose and ate it on camera.
She also like asked for dino nuggets.
Yeah, the James Charles situation.
Oh yeah, James Charles like a pedophile or something.
Yeah,
I saw that video and like the whole time like he worded it very well, but I'm just like
James Charles,
like,
pedophile.
Like you could maybe like look into the person's social media to make sure they're actually 18.
I know, like, and David Dobrik. Wait, what happened with David Dobrik?
I look, like, don't even
I
know.
I think, like, Dirty Dom. Either.
But
like,
I know that, like, his friend, Dirty Dom, did something. But, like, I have no idea what.
Who the hell is Dirty Dom's?
Do you ever watch the Vlog like, Squad?
No. You guys oh, should God. Talk about it at dance all the time, and I'd be like, don't know
I, like, love David Dobrik.
I loved but, like, David.
I literally didn't watch one of his videos.
They're so funny. But, like,
yeah,
not anymore.
So one of them they did like a prank on someone and they had Jason Nash like in an old lady like face and they had Jason like or like not an old lady face, it was like I don't even know what it was, and the other guy was like blindfolded and like Jason like kissed him or something and like he and like it was like against that guy's religion to I don't know something like that.
So now what?
I was like
what? Wait, it was against his religion to what? Like,
to
kiss someone with an old lady mask on?
I don't know. It was something weird that I saw. And then, like, David made a video. And he was like, I'm sorry that I did this and stuff like that.
What?
I have, like, a magnetic whiteboard. And I just threw my marker and it just magnetic, like, it just, like, stuck to the whiteboard.
That's you saying like a conspiracy, but no.
No, I literally just threw my marker and attached to my whiteboard.
Oh my God.
Sorry guys. That was kind of swag.
Yeah. And he like made a oh my gosh, so this other thing and he I saw this compilation of him like making fun of
oh, I saw
Gabby
that.
Hannah.
Did you I saw it? Trisha posted it.
I love Trisha.
Yeah. I love you, Moses.
No, that's just not it, Trish.
I thought it was I love you, Jesus.
She made another one about her fiance.
It's I love you, Jesus, but she made another one. I
wait,
love
her
you,
fiance
Moses,
is Moses?
Yes, he parted
yes.
the Red Sea.
What?
You not get it?
Yes, I love it's, you, Moses.
Wait,
get it?
No, I don't.
Moses in the Bible parted the Red Sea.
But I thought Moses
you literally go to Catholic school. What?
I thought her like boyfriend was Jewish.
is. But, like, I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe, probably. Liv,
Jewish people, like, believe the same thing Catholics believe.
Not necessarily.
Like, around the same thing, I think.
But they're different because they don't celebrate Christmas.
No, but they, like, believe in Jesus.
Yeah, they do believe in Jesus, but what don't they... I forget what they don't believe in.
They don't believe he's coming again, I think.
Oh, like, he's risen.
I genuinely have no idea.
Like, he's risen in that stuff?
Huh? Yeah.
That he like, came back like, to life. What? That's what it is. Because remember, Alyssa told us. I think.
Wait, what?
That, like,
yeah, they believe... she said that they don't believe he's coming back again.
Yeah. Or, like, he...
Like, that he's going to come and rise. Because you know how they're... Like, in church, they're always like, the second coming of Christ.
What?
Yeah. You literally go to church. I haven't been to church in a whole year.
I haven't like, been to, like, a real mass in so long. Like,
my sister just... Like,
I used to go to church every Thursday morning for school.
The mass at Spelman?
Every Thursday
morning? Every Thursday morning. I'd be like, oh, my goodness.
We had every first Friday.
Go eat the Eucharist at 8 a.m.
The Eucharist, like, low-key is good.
And then... And then at Spelman we only do it on like holidays.
And like you like can't even go to the mass. It's so boring. Like you sit in your desk in your homeroom.
Yeah, that literally last year's masses were so much fun because we could actually like
go. I think I should go to one and sing.
You should be in the choir. Oh my god. Oh my, are you in the choir? Why?
No.
Emma, what the heck?
Because of dance.
WTF.
I'm gonna be in the choir. What? Catch me at Spelman's next mass in the choir.
Of dance, I can't make
what?
It.
What?
Because of dance, like, I often, can't make it.
How to... often this choir?
Like, almost.
You know what's really sad? In.
What?
I have soccer practice Wednesday at 6:30, so I can't go.
To, probably 31.
No, to soccer, because, you know, Kenzie will yell at me if I don't go.
We have a practice next week at 6:30. At 6 p.m. on a Saturday night.
I know.
Like, what? I'm gonna want to cry. What?
It's only 6 to 7, though.
Yeah. But it's, like...
Well, it's not that bad.
But, like,
that... But, like, an hour of hip-hop? Oh.
I know.
That hip-hop dance is so tiring. I love
like it. Also, you know how we thought... You know how we thought, like, the Nicki Minaj song or whatever song it is was gonna be slow?
What? Yeah.
It's, like, fast. Yeah. Me and Liv are... Or me and Liv
Like I'm going
because she sent it out an email or a text because you know me and Liv just aren't in the text so we don't get anything.
Yeah, she Lauren, doesn't put people
get
the text.
It's like Lauren and me and Liv in that. So I don't
because we're like low key not on the team.
Yeah,
we are.
Kenzie,
yeah,
Kenzie like she like makes like group chats and like forgets to add people.
Yeah, like me. Is it? Is it just me or like I did not understand one thing she said.
Becca
just say it again.
Wait, remember that time she like guessed the group chat and then she just never did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were trying to add you guys to another group chat, but like someone had an Android, so like we couldn't add you. But then like we felt like weird about like
who has an Android in 2021.
Oh my god, what if,
besides
like,
my dad.
What?
Besides my dad.
Oh, yeah. Besides, like, all my teachers.
Okay, I think I'm gonna wrap this up. Any last thoughts?
Actually, I don't know.
No.
Not on the top of my head.
I'm folding my laundry.
Okay, we can wrap this up. So, do you guys want to, like, shout out any of
honestly, just add me on Snapchat.
Oh, my.
Actually, don't.
I'm okay. Dance 10.
Dance 10, Liv. I'm okay with where I'm at. Don't add me on Snapchat.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you for coming on Emma's Dilemmas.
Yo.